Assault.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, this must be Monday. Coach Dave Live, 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time here at Brighty on TV. Thanks for joining us. Man, we had a wonderful, wonderful kind of a secretive event that took place this weekend, over the weekend, particularly on Sunday yesterday. And what we did is we did what we call some spiritual warfare. See, here at Coach Dave Live, we do things, folks. And we went and we staked. That's right. We staked it, went and prayed and took authority over 12 different federal courtrooms in the United States on the same day at the same time yesterday on Sunday. Was that yesterday? My weekend was such a whirlwind. So we're going to be back here after we go to the break. I'm going to be back with one of our guys, Randy, who headed up the event that we did. Again, 12 different cities simultaneously, 12 different courtrooms. We're taking authority in the name of Jesus. You hang in there. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochsi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back.
Thank you, Brighton TV and Bob Denny of Brighton TV. Brighton goes where other people don't have the courage to go. Great hosts such as Christy Hutchinson and Alan Keyes. And thank you, Mike Adams, as well. It's a pleasure to be on Brighton TV.
Man, I got to tell you something. Thank God for Brighty on TV. For the first time in my life, I can say what I want and nobody tells me to shut up. God bless Mike Adams.
Hey, Dr. John Diamond here. I was sitting at my house during COVID. The Lord told me to start a show. I had no idea what to do or where to go. And then I got the call from Brighty on. So Mike Adams, appreciate you. You made me the man I am today. God bless.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency. Which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Right.
Hey, y'all, it's Glenn. I'm standing right here in front of Brighty on TV Media's recording station. Listen, we got a brand new single dropping on radio next week. Y'all listen to your country music station. Ask for No New Normal. It's coming to a radio station near you. Y'all check me out. Instagram, The Glenn Baker Band, and check out brightyon.tv. Thank you, Mike Adams, for what you do.
Well, it's mid-September, and the latest poll has some interesting insights. On the red side, the first presidential debate had an impact. The past 4 months, frontrunner Donald Trump and his closest opponent, Ron DeSantis, both lost ground, while everyone else who was on the debate stage gained points. Well, except for Mike Pence. He's now tied for last place, along with Bill Gates' buddy, Doug Burgum. Even still, Trump is 35 points ahead of DeSantis, who's polling in the mid-teens. On the blue side, Joe Biden dropped 19 points in the past 4 months, but he's still well ahead of both challengers, who are in single digits. The most interesting fact on the blue side is the number of undecided voters going from 10 to 34%, as if to say anyone but these guys. Perhaps most telling, nearly 80% of Trump's voters say that they're sticking with him no matter what, while nearly half or better of every other candidate's supporters say they're open to supporting someone else. That's the mid-September update.
So, welcome, folks. Look, Coach Dave Live, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer here. You know, I run a ministry. We've been running a ministry for 20-some years, but we're not like other ministries. We're not on the street ministry, but we're not just on the street handing out food, and we're not that kind of ministry. We're a prophetic, God thus says the Lord ministry. We've been to a lot of different things, done a lot of different places, things that people didn't even know were going on. We would go and do what we call stake certain areas. And by staking it, we got that from Steve Hemphill at my brain just went dead. Steve Hemphill's website, where we go out to specific places and we actually drive stakes into the ground, or we use little cards, or we use rocks, because the Bible says that everywhere you put your feet, the Lord's given it to you as an inheritance. Only be strong, very courageous, be not afraid, be not dismayed, for the Lord that God is with you wherever you go. And we learned a long time ago that God isn't going to do anything more than what we enable him to do. That he speaks through people. He uses people. It's called the Book of Acts. And so one of the things that we've tried to do over the last 20-some years that we've been doing it is we get actively involved in the culture and society, and we raise up others all across America to do the exact same thing right where they live, right in their neighborhoods. Mr. Producer, I don't know if you can pull it up down. There's a picture of me and Bill Barr, Attorney General William Barr. When he was Attorney General, we took a group of people from Coach Dave Live, and we went and visited Bill Barr's hometown. Now, this was just before, I'm sorry, his home. This was just before, after the election was over and all the election rigging was being discussed. We went to Attorney General Bill Barr's house, and he came out and actually prayed with us. And if we can get that picture up, maybe you are. It doesn't matter. I know that's there. We've been to Obama's house. We've been to Chappaqua, New York. We've been to the Georgia Guidestones. We've been doing a lot of things under the radar that people do not. There's Bill Barr and I. Is that something? And one of our guests that we're going to have on here in a second, Randy, actually prayed for Bill Barr right there in front of Bill Barr's house. Folks, I know this stuff sounds crazy, but this is the kind of stuff that we do. We're a prophetic ministry, and we believe that God works through people. Well, we pulled off something this weekend that's been in the works for quite a while. In fact, I didn't hardly say anything to anybody at all about it. But one of our guys, Randy, and I'm not going to use Randy's last name just to, as they say, change the names, protect the innocent. Randy got a hold of me about, I don't know, two months ago, says, Coach Dave, listen, I want to do this initiative. And he laid it out that we were going to go visit all 12 federal court buildings in the United States of America. And Randy mapped it all out. There were 12. One there was in Denver, and there's one in DC, and there's one in Cincinnati. And he said, we've got to get people to go and actually pray in front of those. And we call it staking them, but you could use stones, you could use cards, you could use holy water, you could use anointing oil, whatever. But we have to go reclaim those areas for the cause of Christ. Well, we did this. We did this yesterday, friends, at 12 noon Eastern Daylight Time on Sunday. Randy put together an army, and I think, as Randy emailed me, we covered 12 different states yesterday with over 50 people simultaneously at different federal courthouse buildings across America. And the guy who put the plan together is joining us right now. Randy himself, who lives, he lives in Oklahoma, but he drove clear to Denver with a crew to be able to do it. Randy, God bless you, man. Come on in and tell us about this initiative, what the plan was, how you came up with it, and how the heck did you execute this thing. And Mr. Producer, if you could, when we do get Randy on there, and you can put his picture up there, maybe you can scroll through some of the pictures that we have of different people showing up at 12 different federal, here's Randy, 12 different federal courthouses in the United States at the same time doing what the Bible tells us to do, to pull down strongholds of this wicked, wicked justice system. So, Randy, God bless you, man. I know you're probably tired from a long, long weekend. Welcome to Coach Dave Live. Where the heck did you come up with this idea, Randy?
There's the Holy Spirit, Coach. I've been with you for almost 5 years, Coach. And look, I'm just another person, but somebody that wants to do what's right and that loves our country. But I love Jesus, first of all, Coach, and I want to see his law and his grace and his rule, you know, come back into our nation. And that's what motivates me, Coach, to do this stuff. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me about a year ago about doing something like this, and I just thought, I don't see how that could ever happen. Well, as the year went by, Coach, I would ponder it and think about it, and you know, 6 months after that initial thought, I start putting together some things, and it looks almost impossible to do it, but it just happens. You know, it comes as God gives you things. You just start putting them together, and you connect the dots, and you realize, I think this can happen. Well, he just had to take me on that journey, Coach. It was just too bigger than me. You know, but you have to start somewhere, and that's where everybody is right now. You have to start somewhere. You are just one person, but when you see yourself as just one person that can do one thing at one time and in one place, you realize that's all Martin Luther did, Coach. He put together the 95 Theses, and he stuck it on the door in Germany there where he lived, and he said, I'm sick of this system that's ruling and dominating our people. And he started something in motion. And that's all we're doing, Coach, one at a time. And then before long, you know, Coach, I find someone like you, and it's more, and it becomes a team, you know. So, you know, just I encourage everybody, start where you're at. Just do something. But
so Randy,
that work is dead. It's that simple.
Again, folks, Randy, listen, we're doing this stuff all the time across America. Nothing like what we just did this weekend, which I have up on my own screen. Yesterday, Sunday afternoon at 12 noon, pardon me while I look away over here at my computer, we had teams on the ground in Boston, Massachusetts, New York City. These were all the federal court buildings in America are located. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Richmond, Virginia, New Orleans, Louisiana, Cincinnati, Ohio, Chicago, Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri, San Francisco, California, Denver, Colorado, Atlanta, Georgia, and Washington, D.C. At the same time, we had soldiers, that's what we call them, soldiers of the cross. We had soldiers on location at each and every one of those federal court buildings. And Randy explained to folks, we got the declaration and all that stuff that we could read down, but just kind of in a common sense, when the Lord tells us to go and every place we put our feet, it's ours as an inheritance. What was the significance, Randy, of what it was from your perspective, from a spiritual standpoint? What was it that we did yesterday? The word tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. And we believe, those of us who, you know, rub elbows together, we believe that we're battling a demonically controlled government. It tells us in Psalm 2 that the kings of this earth are conspiring against the Lord and against his anointed, Team Jesus, Team Lucifer, and that we, Team Jesus, are always playing defense. We're always reacting to what it is the other side's doing. So here at Coach Dave Live, Pass the Salt Ministries, let's go on offense. Let's go run some plays. That's how we ended up at Hillary's house. That's how we ended up at Bill Barr's house. That's how we ended up at Obama's house. That's how we ended up at the Georgia Guidestones. That's how we ended up at the Serpent Mound. We've been doing this stuff, folks, for years and years. But this was the greatest initiative that we've pulled off at this scope, 12 different states simultaneously. And Randy, from your perspective, the visionary of this thing, what was it that we were hoping to accomplish?
Well, Coach, it's all about justice and righteousness. This, you know, it says in Psalm 89:14 that wherever justice and righteousness are, God builds his throne. So, you know, we all want goodness and all the good things, you know, but whenever we stand up for what's right and the law stands behind you and it produces that, well, that's righteousness and justice, Coach. That's the nature of God. He wants what's right. He wants what's just. And whenever we do that, you know, it says, Coach, it says he built his throne there. That means he comes and he cohabits with you. I'm saying you still have to be born again, but wherever we do that, Lord or Coach, that's what happens. So I just began to see, you know, the lawlessness of our nation. Everyone sees it and everyone says, oh, it's that government. We got to change it. Well, you got to start somewhere. So Coach, we understand spiritual warfare. We understand that we're not fighting people in general. We're fighting the spirits that are behind them, that inspire them and push those evil agendas. That's who we're taking down. So we're on earth. God is in the third heaven. So Coach, all these heavy principalities, they sit in the second heaven and they rule through people that will allow them to rule. Well, Coach, by spiritual warfare, we are going to those places and we're touching those places with our feet on the ground, God's boots on the ground. And we're telling them, you're not welcome here. This is not your land. This is our land.
He said in Isaiah, Randy, the Lord said in Isaiah, Randy, that every place we put our foot, he has given to us as an inheritance. Only be strong, very courageous, be not afraid, for the Lord thy God is with you everywhere we go. And we are about the business of reclaiming what was rightfully God's, rightfully ours, and has been stolen from us, including the judicial system where injustice reigns in America, not justice, where we see J6ers thrown in jail without a trial, where we see pro-lifers thrown in jail for simply trying to rescue unborn children, where BLM, they run wild, where Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, they run wild. And what we have is two systems of justice. And we know this, the Bible teaches that the Lord loves justice and judgment. Randy, and isn't it amazing that one of the things that they're trying to tell us to do today over and over and over, church, is they say, who are you to judge? We are not to judge. Folks, that is not what the scripture says. He who is spiritual judges all things. So Randy, coming back to you, somewhere along the line, our criminal justice system got stolen. Now, whether it's the whole government, whether it's the FBI, whether it's the Department of Justice, whatever it is, everybody can see that there is not equal justice. So you said, I mean, I'm not thinking for you, but I'm sure thinking with you, brother. You said, well, heck, somebody has taken those things and we got to go take them back. From a spiritual, see, that's what they, folks, that's what they don't understand about January 6th. When people showed up at January 6th, they don't understand spiritual things. We didn't go to physically take back our government. We want to spiritually take it back, to pull down strongholds and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We're talking about a spiritual war, not a physical war. Wouldn't you get it that the FBI, the Department of Justice, they don't understand it? So when you say we're taking back what the devil stole, we're talking from a spiritual standpoint. And they're arresting people from a physical standpoint. They don't understand it. So Randy said, Lord, we got to reclaim those courts. We have to reclaim justice and judgment. Randy, I went on a rant there, which I'm good at doing, as you know. But that's pretty much it in a nutshell, is it not?
Coach, that's exactly what it is. This whole plan, it was all about the judicial system. And Coach, you know, the Supreme Court are pretty much, it looks like they're going to rule 6-3 on most of these cases now. And they're going back to what should be, the way it should be. So I'm not focused on the Supreme Court. I'm not worried about them right now. Coach, it's the middle level. It's that appellate court system that, Coach, the statistics, actually, the U.S. courts of appeal, they are 73% indifferent with SCOTUS. That tells me, Coach, that there's so many judges.
Wait a minute. Say that again, Randy.
They don't want to uphold anything. So
say that again.
They're in the system. They're caught up in it, Coach.
75%, 73%, their decisions are in opposition to the Supreme Court. So that tells us that the individual appointed judges, you will hear them say, Randy, well, appointed by Clinton, appointed by Obama, appointed by whatever. So in other words, literally our federal courts are staffed with players from different teams. If you get a Trump appointee, maybe that guy's on your side. If you get a Biden appointee. So Randy, you said this is not right, right? God is the judge. God is not only judge, he's the king. And you said we have got to take authority from a biblical perspective. Again, FBI, not physical. Sorry, you can't understand spiritual things. But from a spiritual standpoint, pull down those strongholds, those high and lofty things that exalt themselves against God. We're doing spiritual warfare. Boom, Randy.
Amen, Coach. Amen.
And so,
Coach, and another thing, when I finally started putting these decrees down on paper, and you know, it just come to me, just like a songwriter. You know, you just sit down and you write it, and you just say, "Man, that was so inspired." Well, that's how they came to me, Coach. And it's not about appealing anymore. We're past the appeal point. We are speaking what God is getting ready to do and what He wants to do. And we're just, that's what, you know, his boots on the ground, his voices do, Coach. We transferred the will of God from heaven to earth. That's why Jesus said, prayed his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, that's the practicality side of that, Coach. So once you understand that and you understand, hey, God wants justice. He wants these evil judges gone. He wants righteous judges sitting in those seats. When you see that, you start praying God's will on earth. And so what does that look like, Coach? It looks like going and standing on those thresholds of those giant institutions that have been hijacked, and you're telling them, no more. God is getting ready to change this. You have a time to repent or get out of the way or maybe lose your even your life. But God is getting ready to do something in this nation with the rule of law. And if you're in the way, you're in trouble. You better.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Producer, if you could just pull some of those pictures up and we'll start scrolling through here a second. Folks, look, the Luciferians tell us first as above, then below. First above, then below, right? FBI, this is called spiritual warfare. Hang on right there. That's our group in Atlanta, Georgia. They showed up in Atlanta. Throw another one up there. These are just guys, folks. These are just everyone. That's me and Bill. This Craig. Craig went to New York City. Thurgood Marshall, he took some friends with him. He wasn't by himself. Folks, this all happened simultaneously Sunday afternoon at the exact same time. We went and prayed down those strongholds. Those folks are in Washington, D.C. They just came from wherever. There's nothing special about them other than they're filled with the Spirit of God. Next one, please, if you could. So, because I've started, look, all that goes back to when we went to the Georgia Guidestones. That's back in 2000, and I don't even know. But we went and we did the same thing. We prayed at the Georgia Guidestones, and those things came down. Because why? Folks, spiritual first, then natural. That's when we went to Obama's house. That's when we went to Bill Barr's house. We are boots on the ground people, spiritual, peaceful people. FBI, I know you don't get it. I know you don't understand it. We didn't go to Washington, D.C. to tear down our government. We went there from a spiritual standpoint to bring down strong spiritual forces that were in control of our government. That's what we're talking about here. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is an approach to any people. Go to the, there's our friends in Philadelphia. Remember, all 12 federal courthouses, same time, same place, same bat station yesterday that we were doing it. And these are just folks. These are just God-fearing people who are doing what the Lord told us to do. Every place He puts your feet, you give it to us as an inheritance. Get the next one up there, because I think it's me and my wife and the crew that we went down to Cincinnati, Ohio with. We took our shofar, we blasted our shofar, and it was amazing because the Bengals were playing at home and there were people traveling, going around everywhere. We're out there right at the federal court building, and we were anointing the steps with oil. We were doing a Jericho walk, and we were praying, and we were blowing the shofar. And we were declaring that Jesus Christ is King of Kings over all the earth, all the earth. Were you able to get that picture of me up there, Mr. Producer, standing there? It doesn't matter. You folks see enough of me. But I'm gonna tell you, there was such camaraderie and the whole idea that, man, you listen to an FBI, that we had been to spiritual war together. Weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty, through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What? Yeah, strongholds. Every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Randy, a couple minutes before we go to the break here. What do you think about what I just said?
Coach, you're nailing it. You know, Coach, here's the thing. This plan, it went from sea to sea. It went from Boston to San Francisco. It went from the Great Lakes, which was Chicago, all the way to New Orleans, the Gulf. This was the whole country, Coach. So I didn't realize when I started doing all this, I had no idea how this would happen and look. I just knew I had to do what I had to do to be obedient, Coach. That's what we teach. That's how we disciple people, Coach. Be obedient. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you to do something, you do it. So Coach, we didn't tear up one single anything. We didn't write any graffiti. We were nonviolent. We did everything righteous, Coach.
Just like we did in D.C.
And if they want to come to us and say, we want to put you in jail for doing something that loves and cares and respects and everything that's good and virtuous, and they want to put us in jail while the Luciferians promote violence and do everything that's illegal and ugly, and they're free. So, Coach, let everybody judge what's right and wrong. Let them see the picture.
Amen. Amen. I'm sending another message to the FBI. This is exactly what took place on January 6th in Washington, D.C. God-fearing people showing up. That's all it was. And then it was infiltrated by the government, and they broke windows, and they put their people out there, made it look like an insurrection. When it wasn't an insurrection, it was a spiritual thing. So folks are going to come back, go to a break, and we come back. We're going to read some of the declarations that Randy put together that all of us read, and we want you to read them as well in the days ahead as we continue to declare the word of God over America. We'll be right back.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before.
Since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative, here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Hey, Scott McKay here, Patriot Street Fighter. Just got done doing an interview here on Brighteon TV. I recommend anybody who does go to any podcast, go look for Brighteon. Brighteon does amazing work out there in the world. Of course, Mike Adams, there's nobody that comes in ahead of Mike Adams. Everybody else to me is second place because he's put together an unbelievable operation. And what he's doing to deliver his victories for humanity, business, otherwise, nutrition, supplementation, research, you're not going to find a better platform and better people that are on this platform bringing you the best in news. So make sure today you check out Brighteon TV, brighteon.tv.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Hey, folks, sorry if there's a distraction out there. It's probably my heart beating because this is the heartbeat of me, of Coach Dave Live. This is my heartbeat. To actively engage in this spiritual war that's going on around us. When we went to Washington, D.C. on January 6th, we didn't go to overthrow the government. We went there from a spiritual standpoint where the Lord said, every place you put your foot, it's given to you as an inheritance. And from a spiritual perspective, we knew that the American government had been stolen spiritually. That Lucifer was in charge. He's not supposed to be in charge. And we went back and did what the scripture tells us. Every place you put your feet belongs to the Lord. I didn't go in the building. I could have walked in. I didn't. It wasn't about occupying anything. It was about taking back what had been stolen from America spiritually, friends. You get it? You understand what's going on? And you understand why the devil's team started arresting everybody and making it about an overthrow of the government, an insurrection, a violent insurrection, and an armed insurrection? And nobody had guns. People had Bibles. They had appeal to heaven flags. Nobody had weapons. If they were going to take over the government, they'd have brought guns and tanks. They didn't. Spiritual. And they don't get it. Why don't they get it? Why didn't the FBI get it? Because they're playing on the other team. They're on Team Lucifer. They're opposing everything. So that's why, calm down, Coach. That's why we had to do it. And he took a guy like Randy out in the middle of Oklahoma and said, listen, go take authority over those. Speak my word over it. Now, Randy, I'm going to bring you in here in a second. Then we're going to throw up on the screen the declaration that everybody at the three locations, I'm sorry, the 12 locations where we went, everybody read the same declarations. We did a prayer walk. We anointed with oil. We anointed with water. Blew the shofar. We did a lot of different things. Mr. Producer, if you could, throw up my picture of my crew down there in Cincinnati. There was just five or six of us. But it doesn't matter. The Bible says where two or more of you are gathered. A pretty thing there in purple. That's my wife of 43 years. Is she something? So anyway, that's what we did. I got my shofar in my hand, standing outside the courthouse, and we prayer walked that thing, and we anointed it, and we declared Jesus Christ is King. He's not just Lord, he's King over America. That's what we declared. So let me back up. Randy, you came with this declaration that Mr. Producer just had up there. Where did this come from, Randy? Because, folks, we're going to read it. In fact, we're going to try to make it available for you to read even right now where you live, in your home, in your church, out in front of your courthouse, your mayor's office, your school boards, every place where it appears it's supposed to be in control of God, that it's been yielded to it. This is spiritual warfare, particularly praying the word of God and what God says about a situation. He said, Son of man, I'll put the words in your mouth. He said, speak to the rocks. He said, speak. And even if you don't speak, the rocks are going to cry out, right? So Randy, God, this is so good. It was so anointed yesterday to be doing that, Randy. Where did you come up with? Well, we know the Holy Spirit. Take us through that process, Randy.
Well, I don't know how to make it simple, Coach, but it just comes to me, I'm a big believer in God's prophetic word. And all that means, Coach, it doesn't mean we're like ooh and all, you're something or anybody special because they're prophetic. What that means is, Coach, that means that God is still alive and he is still speaking. He is still doing things. And when you can see him in time and space, Coach, which is what the prophetic really means, anybody, when you can understand what God is doing right in your midst, in your local city or your church or wherever you're at, and you can see where what he's doing and what he's trying to accomplish, then you can come alongside of it and participate with it. And that's all I do with this. So, Coach, I'm very prophetic in that way, Coach. I'm not trying to tell everybody what God's going to do for them. That is not the kind that I'm talking about. I'm talking about understanding what God, where he's at in time and space, what Amen. He's doing right now. So when you understand that, Coach, I understand it's very obvious that God wants law back in our nation. He wants law. You know, it's written on our heart, the believer. I don't need it to keep it because I want to keep it. But the people that are corrupt and wicked and evil and doing all kinds of things that are unrighteous, they must have that, Coach, written down so that will keep them in a system where they won't just do murder or whatever.
Amen.
So that's why God wants law. It's not to control or to make people small. It is to keep order and righteousness and justice. And that's what we have to get back to. So the declarations, Coach, all it's saying is this is a proclamation of what God is getting ready to do, even what he is doing. And then,
Mr. Producer, hang on a second, Randy. I'm sorry. Mr. Producer, I just sent you a new email with two links on it. If you could pull those up, because I think it's critical for people to understand. When Randy put this together, he talked about declarations and decrees. And I thought, man, I remember a day in America when we used to know what words meant, right? But we don't anymore. We've lost them. And so I went to what I often do. I go to Webster's 1828 dictionary because the 1828 dictionary is the original interpretation of what our words meant. And so, folks, to declare, Randy wrote declarations. And declare means to make known, to show to the eye or to the understanding, to exhibit, to manifest, to declare the heavens, to clear, to free from obscurity, to make known, to publish, to proclaim, to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to declare, to make a declaration is to proclaim or avow some opinion or resolution in favor or in opposition. The Declaration of Independence. Are you with me, folks? So Randy put together some declarations, and then he put together some decrees. A decree What is a decree? You better sit down because you're not going to believe what a decree is. A decree is what? A judicial decision or determination of a litigated cause as a decree of the court of chancery. In civil law, it's a determination or judgment of the emperor. Hey, Randy, who's the emperor? Who's the king of the kings, right? An edict or law made by council for regulating any businesses. A decree is an establishment of law. It's a rule in theology. It's predetermined purposes of God. Oh my, Randy, I'm getting goosebumps. So we gave declarations and we gave decrees what? On behalf of the king that we serve. Randy, yes or no, does the Bible teach us that we are ambassadors passing through this? We are God's representatives passing through this. We'll say this again, FBI. When we went on January 6th, we went to perform a spiritual act, not a physical act. We went yesterday to 12 different courthouses, federal courthouses in America, to do a spiritual act, not a physical act. We didn't take guns. We didn't take bombs. We didn't take hatchets. We went to tear down strongholds spiritually, right? So, okay, so Randy, I'm going to throw it up on the screen there a little bit. And you can, if you can, we're going to read down through this a little bit. And Randy, at any time you want to, just kind of stop and explain what was going through your mind. Friends, look, we're going to put this in the links below. You can take this and you can read it right where you are. Are you a child of the king? Are you an ambassador of the king? Are you a representative of heaven? Then you carry the authority of God. How do I know that? Jesus said, all power is given unto me on heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. And what are you going to do when you go therefore? You going to get there and just pray that God's will would be done? Or are we going to stand up and declare that God's will would be done? So, Randy, how do you respond to that? And then I want to read a few of these things.
Well, Coach, the decrees, you know, any lawyer can probably go through here and they can take a word and they can probably make a case, something out of it. But that isn't the intent. Coach, the intent is what the main, I'm not a lawyer. I didn't write this to be something that would stand up in court, although it could, because it's all biblical. But Coach, it's what the intent is. The founders, it was the intent. It wasn't the perfect. We had to be worded perfect, but it was the intent. So, Coach, these decrees, this is God's intent on what he wants to see done, change. The change is made in this. It's not even a law system, and it's a legal system. It's been hijacked by the Babylonian system, Coach. And we're fighting a system. We need to bring this rule of law, judicial system back under Christ. It says the government will be upon his shoulder. And of that government, of that, there will be no end. So, Coach, we're going to win. It's just a matter of time before everybody else realizes this.
So, Randy, in 1947.
Those are specifics. It's about intent.
In 1947. Everson versus the Board of Education, when the Supreme Court of the United States said there was a separation between the church and state, it was a spiritual coup, my friends. Jesus Christ is the lawgiver. He's king. He's king. Everything is under Jesus. And the Supreme Court said, nope, not here. He ain't king here. We are. The government's king, right? Separation between the church and state. And what we did yesterday and what we did on January 6th is we went back and we declared, no, Jesus is king, not the government, not the Republican Party, not Donald Trump, not Joe Biden, certainly not Hillary Clinton or that freak, homosexual freak Obama. No, Jesus Christ is king of kings. And Randy, we did it again yesterday. And we are declaring that to be true. So, friends, I know, a little hot for you. It is what it is, right? I'm a soldier of the cross. I'm a soldier of the king. I obey the king. I'm his ambassador. I'm the one who enforces his rules. Go and teach them to observe all I've commanded you. That's what we're trying to do. So if we could, real quick, Randy, let's throw up on the screen, folks. I'm not going to read through the whole decree because they told me, I've never been to school about how to be a radio talk show host. They told me one of the worst things you can ever do is read. It just turns people off, but it's important. These are the declarations. Stay right there at the top there, Mr. Producer. This is what Randy put together under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Truly I say to you, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it'll be done by the Father. For where two are gathered, or three are gathered in my name, there I'm among you. Folks, January 6th, do you get it? Ambassadors of the kingdom of God, here's the declaration. Father God, we're here today because we are your boots on the ground. We're your witnesses to what you're doing in this covenant nation by your Spirit, FBI, Spirit, in obedience to your call. We are your holy vessels to boldly deliver your word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We speak this in faith. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will is good, acceptable, and perfect. Your word that goes forth from your mouth shall not return void, but it will accomplish what you please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which you send it. Folks, do you understand this declaration is simply repeating what it is the Lord said? We're his ambassadors, were his mouthpiece. Therefore, the eternal words that the Lord God has spoken through all of his law, the prophets, and himself, we repeat, we're ambassadors. Okay, look, you can read all this later. Mayflower Compact. Scroll down at the bottom because my goodness, these are, Harry, right there, brother. Start right there. These declarations, huh? These are what Randy, we went out yesterday and these were God's decrees. And we agree with God. And this is what was read at all 12 federal court buildings yesterday. Number one, Jesus is King and Lord over this nation, including its constitutional republic. Boom! Amen. As a covenant nation, we're in agreement with the Father to manifest his divine judgment and wrath upon all godliness, tyrannical, and evil agendas. Amen. Three, all righteous biblical laws supreme, including the Bill of Rights. Use of maritime law no longer has jurisdiction over the land and common law. Amen. By the way, folks, I'm looking up here. This is where my screen is. Okay, I'm sorry. All present and past unlawful and unrighteous precedent laws are null and void. Amen. All judges who are unwilling to follow the Constitution and God's rule of law and make righteous judgments according to all are hereby evicted and commanded to leave the bench. Amen. So be it, Lord. Justice and liberty for all, once again, to be guaranteed under our Constitution. And everybody said, amen. All judges and attorneys not willing to disbar from their bar slave masters will no longer be recognized in any constitutional court. Everybody said, amen. All two-tiered systems of justice are hereby cursed and no longer sustainable. Amen. Oh, this is great, Randy. All federal agencies not instituted by congressional law and the will of the people have no jurisdiction. By the way, jurisdiction means the law speaks. They have no jurisdiction or authority and are therefore null and void. Number nine, amen. Number nine, all Babylonian inspired and tax funded government and judicial systems are completely expunged of duty with no recognized authority. Amen. Because Jesus is King of Kings, not the Supreme Court, right? The Church of Jesus Christ is freed from government interference and has every right to function with governmental agency. Amen. The posterity of this nation in continent must be protected and defended from all criminal agendas with the penalty of God's wrath as a deterrent. Amen. Number 13. All Luciferian installed representatives are guilty of crimes against humanity and the welfare of this nation and are hereby terminated and charged accordingly. Amen. So be it, Lord. The great captain of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the final judge, and all necessary angelic hosts are released by decree of the court of heaven to act on behalf of the sons of God in this military campaign to make an end of all antichrist persons and their evil, lawless agendas. Amen. That's Occupancy equals dominion. Occupy till I come. All necessary holy angelic hosts are released by decree of the court of heaven to act on behalf of the sons of God in this military campaign to make an end of all Antichrist persons and their lawful evil, their evil, lawless agendas. Amen. Get those guys out of J6 in Jesus' name. We hereby loose Amen. The creation from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Wow. Amen. Amen. Hey, what did Moses say? Yeah, it was Moses when he went to Pharaoh. So let it be written. So let it be done. Thus saith the Lord. Randy, my goodness. Was that an anointed of God? Come on back in, brother.
Coach, you can put a Bible verse by every one of those. They're all biblical. And, you know, we as the people of God have every right to speak those and if we don't have the law right now to enforce it, then God's going to he'll do it. But eventually, Coach, this is what is coming. We're going to see a restoration of the Constitution. We're going to see a restoration of law and order and justice in our nation. Just mark it down. You don't have to agree with it, but please, please, people, do not get on the wrong side of what God is doing. You're going to get trampled. You're going to be judged with the system that you're part of. Just see what's happening and endorse it and thank God and be thankful for it. This is what's coming, Coach.
So, Randy, I said, you know, I got yelling. It's kind of where we roll here, Coach Dave Live. I don't yell at my wife, believe it or not. She loves me to death. But, you know, 1947, Everson versus the Board of Education, when they declared that there was a separation between the church and the state. In other words, a separation between government and morality. We could no longer use the Bible, biblical standards, as the moral standard by which all government operated. And friends, look around. When you look around, so there was a coup that took place in 1947. The Supreme Court of the United States pulled off a coup and they put themselves above the highest authority in the nation, became the Supreme Court of the United States. And it's a lie. It's all a lie. Because why? Jesus, are you looking at me? Jesus Christ is King. I'm going to say it again. He's not just Lord, he's King. In fact, Randy, the Bible said he was, somebody help me out here, the King of the Kings. He's high above Amen. All principalities. He's high above the Supreme Court. He's high above Merrill Garland. He's high above Joe Biden. What is wrong with us? And Randy, about a minute and a half left. That's what we did yesterday, wasn't it? We went back and we declared Jesus Christ as King and his laws, which they had ruled null and ineffective, are now back in effect. And Randy, it may take a while for it to show up, but the coup has been overthrown.
Coach, we didn't know it, but this has been in motion a long time. We caught on to the fire of God. Coach, when we stood before Bill Barr on his lawn, he came out in the street with
put that picture up there again, Mr. Producer.
Coach, when we you I'm telling you, this was a God setup, if there ever was one. And when he came out there and he shook our hands, you know, and he said, oh yeah, we're going to take care of everything, we're going to do what's right. Well, God, on the plane going there, Coach, he gave me something to speak over Bill Barr. Well, I did it before
you laid hands on Bill Barr. Randy laid hands on the Attorney General of the United States. We circled him and prayed for him, and Randy had a declaration. Go ahead, Randy.
And then, Coach, yes, and then at the very end, I said this to him, and I said, and when this nation makes Jesus Christ King over this nation again, then God will bless this country. And, Coach, on the film after the fact, when we watched it, he raised up and he looked at me, and I think he peed his pants. I think he did, Coach. Something shook him right there. And it's almost like God sees me. If I don't do what's right, I might die or something. I don't know what he thought. But, amen. But Coach, it wasn't long. He was out of the picture.
Randy, we're out of time. Huh? We put the wave of God on top of him, and he couldn't take the heat, and he resigned. Oh, man. Folks, go declare what God says about your situation. Thanks, Randy. God bless you all, folks. We'll see you next week.